Shalom Aleichem, in the learning of Sicha, Lech Lecha, Aleph. It's also a Siyum on Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's a deep Sicha, in other words, it goes through a very complicated topic, and that's the topic of Birchas Kohanim and Davening, but it's a very rich Sicha, and it's very enlightening on the role of Davening and Birchas Kohanim in general by the idea of giving brachas. On the Pasuk, in the beginning of the Parsha, Avarchem Avarchecha, I'll bless those who bless you. Rabbi Akiva teaches in Maseches Chulin that when Kohanim bench Yidden, the Eibishter blesses Kohanim. As it says over there, Kosev Archos B'nei Yisrael, that's in Parshas Nasai, Rabbi Shmuel says from there, in the words Kosev Archos B'nei Yisrael, we learn that Kohanim should give a bracha to Yidden. How do we know that the Kohanim themselves get blessed? Within that bracha, it says, B'samash B'nei Yisrael, Ani Avarchem, and I will bless them. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Over there, from the Parshas Nasai, we learn about the Yidden getting blessed from Kohanim. We don't know that the Kohanim get blessed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says, V'ani Avarchem, all that means is it's not that I'm going to bless the Kohanim, I'm going to bless the Yidden. In other words, I'm going to agree with the Kohanim to bless the Yidden. So where do I know that the Kohanim get blessed? Ma'avarchem Avarchecha and Parshas Lech Lecha. I will bless those who bless you. So over there it says, Yishmol Kahana, Yishmol, who was a Kohen, and was the first opinion, helps the Kohen. He always makes it easier for Kohen. How does he help it? Because he says that the Birchas Kohenim, the bracha to the Kohenim, is together with the bracha of the Am Yisrael, and versus Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's from Parshas Lech Lecha with Avraham Avinu. We have to understand what's the basis for the argument between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva. Why does he not accept that Rabbi Yishmael, that by me, Avarachim, goes on the Kohanim. And also, when Rashi explains the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, he says that, what does it mean Rabbi Yishmael helps the Kohanim? It's Barachim im Ashar, they get blessed with Am Yisrael. Now, the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is only which pasuk they get blessed. So what difference does it make the fact that they get blessed within Parshas? Not saying they over here they get blessed from Parshas Lech. What's the nafka mina? What's the difference? So the Rebbe says like this. Chassidus, and over here the Rebbe goes into a very deep idea that's explained a lot in Chassidus. Chassidus explains the difference between a bracha and tefillah. A bracha comes from the word brecha, which is like a pool. It's a container of water. You put wine there. And from there, you pour into something else. In other words, the container pours into something else. So what does that mean? It means bracha is your pulling something down from something that's already there. It's already in the container. You're just taking it out. For example, like you see by Yaakov Avinu, he blesses Ephraim and Manasseh, he puts his right hand on Ephraim, and Yosef tries to correct him. Now, once Yaakov learned that Manasseh is the oldest, why doesn't he just change the bracha from Ephraim to Manasseh? But the truth is, because with a bracha, it's already designated. All you're doing is downloading it. So there's not much you can do to change it. So a bracha is already is. However, davening, you say yehi datzon, you're trying to create a new datzon by the Eibishter. It's not there yet. You're trying to create a new ma'ib, a new bracha, a new thing. Says the Rebbe, but that limitation that a bracha only creates something only downloads something that's there, it doesn't create anything new. That's only when a human being creates the bracha. However, in the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with limitations. And Hashem, within the bracha of Hashem, you have the Maila of davening as well. You can bring in something new. And that Maila of Hashem's bracha is found within Birchas Kohanim. Why? Because Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah. The Kohanim are doing it with the shlichus of Hashem. And shluchi shel Adam k'moisai. And Adam, as it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Elyon, the ultimate being. So they have the power of the bracha of Hashem. And we learn that from, it says, Yisa Hashem pana ve'lecha. And Chazal saying, the Gemara Brachas, regarding Birchas Kohanim, Hashem will turn his face to you. Hashem says, how can I not turn my face if they follow all the mitzvahs and they take even an extra upon themselves? Which means that Birchas Kohanim is Hashem turning his face. He's doing something unusual. So it's not just giving what already is. Because I'm so happy, I'm going to turn my face and I'm going to give something new. That's Ma'asei Panim. So, and when we hear this, Birchas Kohanim is similar to davening. Something higher than, say, the Mishnah Shul, something higher than what already exists within the universe. Now, we can understand what's the upside of saying, Ani Avarachim is the source versus Avarachim Avarachim. What's Ani? Ani Avarachim? Ani, the Eibishter, Atzmus HaMahus, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, I'm blessed. So Rabbi Shmuel, Messiah Kana, Rabbi Shmuel is helping the Kohen by saying that Ani Avarchem from that pasuk of Hashem Himself, L'mayla Mesed Mishtash, is higher than this universe, is giving the bracha. However, if you learn the source of bracha, the Kohen Avarchem Avarchecha, that's a lower. It doesn't say Ani. It just says I, but it doesn't say Ani. Says the Rebbe, but Avarchem Avarchecha still means me. So why can't that be Atzmus Samachos? How do we know that it's only the Sefer Shtashlus? So we're going to have to explore this deeper. And over here is where the Siyum on Rosh Hashanah, the Siyum on Rosh Hashanah enters. Just to give context, this Sikha was said in Tavshin Yud Beis in 1952 on the 8th Yahrzeit of the Rebbe's father. And it was at the beginning of the Farling, that was when the Siyum and none of the Yahrzeit, his parents. And the Rebbe really, you know, explores it from a fascinating perspective. And then later on, even in the unedited version, in other words, what the Rebbe said at the time, the Rebbe continued to explore various lessons of the Siddur. Says the Rebbe, let's explore Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What does it say at the end? It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, a chazan can do the mitzvah on behalf of other people, and that's regarding the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, says Rav Shimon Chasida, Poiter Hayyad Rabbi Gamliel, that this Rabbi Gamliel would, Poiter, he would make it easy, he would make it unobligatory. Afilu Amshem Sadas, even the people who are living in the field, they don't have to daven, they can just rely on the chazan who will do it for them. And how much more so the people who are in shul that rely on the chazan? Says the Gemara, no. Why how much more so the people who are in shul? They have an option. They're not oinus, they're not, they could daven. Versus the people who are stuck in the field, they have no option. And they bring the raya that there's a difference between people who are in shul and not shul from Abba Breidah Rav Binyamin Barchia, who says regarding Birchas Kayanim that the people in shul who are behind the Kayanim, they don't get the bracha. However, the people who are in the Sadas do get the bracha. They're in the shul. Why don't they get the bracha? Because if you're in the shul, you have to make sure that the Kohenim are facing you. If you're in the Sadas, it makes no difference. So what do you see? There's a difference between the people in the shul and the people in the Sadas, so you can't make the Kal V'chomer. Says the Gemara, that's true. So when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted Rav Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, and said, no, the original quote was misquoted. Rav Gamliel says, only the people in the field are Yotze through the chazan, but because they are anus, but the people in the shul are not. Now, the fact is, we just brought a raya from Birchas Kayim to Davin. Says the Rebbe, based on what we just explained, that Birchas Kayim and Davin are not just, you know, somewhat similar, but they're actually the same because they both come from Lamaila Mishtal Shalos, we could understand why you could bring a raya from Birchas Kayim to Davin. Says the Rebbe, if it wasn't Birchas Kohenim, if it was a regular bracha, you can't bring a raya from a bracha to davening because they're different. A bracha is something that's already here within Sefer Shtas, and you're just downloading it. So over there, what's important? The person that you're blessing. So therefore, you need to have the person in shul has to do something. They have to make sure that they're facing the Kohenim. But with davening, you might say, because you're creating a new ratzin, it's irrelevant. If the guy's in shul, at a shul, it's regarding the person who's actually davening, not about the person who I'm davening for. It's irrelevant. So you wouldn't be able to bring a raya from a bracha. But because koyanim, Birchas Koyanim and davening is the same, they're both l'mayla mishtalshalos. So from here you learn that if Birchas Koyanim, which is l'mayla mishtalshalos, you still need the person to make an effort and be in front of the koyan, not behind the koyan. From here you learn that davening, as well, you have to make a minimum effort because you want to throw Birchas Kayanim. You don't have to. The Kayan makes all the effort because he's doing Ma'al Mishdashos. And the person who he's benching for doesn't have to make an effort. You see, he has to make an effort. So, to davening, the person has to make an effort. And if they're in davening, they're in the shul, they have to daven. The only people who are yates are the people who are honest. Says the Rebbe, but you could say that the right of the Gemara is even stronger because it's a Maila in Birchas Kayanim over davening itself. Because regarding davening, the chazan is yotzi, the people in the field, as long as there's 9 people within the shul to make a minyan, then the chazan can daven. However, Birchas Kohenim, even if the whole meaningless kainim says not tisha oinim, there's not nine people answering, you still do brichas kainim. And who are you blessing? Amsha b'sabas. In other words, brichas kainim does not need tes shemin, and davening does. What's the milah? What? Why? Because if you understand, the one thing that bracha has over tefillah, davening is a request. Hashem might say yes, he might say no. Brichas kainim, on the other hand, is a bracha, means it's already there. It's definitely going to happen. I just have to download it. And it means that the person who's giving the bracha is higher from the source of bracha, so he can command the bracha what to do. So even though davening is higher from bracha, that's because based on the source of davening, that davening is higher than the source of bracha, But the ma'ala bracha is that the person who gives a bracha stands higher than the bracha. So birchas kainim means that the kain is standing higher than this level of ma'ala mishtal, just therefore he's able to command it. It's amazing. And that's why by davening, you need to have help from the people listening. But by the kain of birch, you don't need, because the kain is above. He's not lamati, he's above the seder shtalshos. And over here, that makes the proof of the Gemara even sweeter. If birchas kain, that the kain who does not even need the minion to answer, nevertheless, the am that is standing behind the kayin doesn't get blessed, and they have to do the effort. How much more so davening that needs a minion? How much more so the people in the minion have to daven? So based on this, we can understand that the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is like this. When the kayin blesses the Am Yisrael, is he higher than Ishtashlus or not? What does that mean? Is it that he gets picked up from Seder Ishtashlus, or that Hashem does it on his behalf? So if he gets picked up from Seder higher than, you know, the universe by just giving the bracha, so he doesn't need the help of the kohen of the Eishter. So Hashem is now saying, I'll bless the kohen. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the kohen mitzaratzmi doesn't get higher. He needs the help of Hashem. So the words of Ani Avarachem means Hashem comes and helps the kohen do the bracha l'maylo Seder Ishtashlus. So I don't have a source for anything else. I don't have a source that the kohen gets blessed. So I only have the source of Vavarcha Mevarchech. Now, you cannot bless the Kohen more than what he blessed the Yidden. And the Kohen mitzad atzmei, the Kohen on his behalf without Hashem's help, is only within Seder Shtashlos. So Vavarcha Mevarchech means it's a bracha within Seder Shtashlos, because what made the Lamayim Seder Shtashlos according to Rabbi Kiva was higher. So that's where according to Rabbi Kiva, the bracha is within Seder Shtashlos. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, if the bracha is l'mayla m'seder shtashos, and you learn it from Bani Avarachem, and he's the one that after blesses the Kohen.